We kick off hour number three of the program. This segment brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Service. Check them out online at LloydsElectricService.com. You can get in contact with them right through the website. The most trusted service contractor in East Tennessee, electrical, generator, site lighting, HVAC, alternative energy, facility services, and telecommunications. Do a ton at Lloyd's. And if you aren't sure if they can help you out, just give them a holler. Contact them at LloydsElectricService.com. Safety, quality, experience. That's Lloyd's Electric Service. Their number, 865-692-6700. Or just go to LloydsElectricService.com. So we got listeners that don't even know what to do with this line that Missouri being favored.
I guess wait. See if there's going to be some weird info drop later. It's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe
Vegas knows something.
I will say that it does feel harder to predict what the bottom half of the SEC East teams are going to do this season. It's been that way all year. Like when a team not named Georgia or Florida plays another team in the SEC East, I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, if you wanted me to bet on Missouri and Vanderbilt, there's no way I would have said, oh yeah, I'm sure Vandy will win. Like, no chance. We did feel pretty good about Tennessee-Kentucky. We got that one right. We all kind of felt like that was, you know.
I felt like Tennessee didn't even play well and still won.
Yeah. Like, I mean, if Tennessee just shows up a little bit better to start the game, like, it's not even close. This past weekend, for example, though, Kentucky was playing Vanderbilt. They were right, like, a 10-point favorite.
They killed them.
And I wasn't touching it, though. Like, I just didn't. It was at Vandy. They've had a way of just keep them, at least when they're at home, like it just being that weird, odd stadium with no one there. Like, just it's been somehow Kentucky scored a bunch of points. Still not sure how that happened, but yeah, they crushed them. It feels like in games that Florida's involved with, that Georgia's involved with, they at least make more sense. Like, you can kind of find a couple, like, well, it's probably either going to go this way or this way. Like when South Carolina traveled to Missouri. No clue what's going to happen. Missouri won easily. Kentucky played South Carolina. Thought that'd be a really close game. South Carolina won easily. It just doesn't make any sense. Tennessee played South Carolina here.
Nothing.
They hit
the
touchdown on the first play, and you're like, oh, man, could be bad. They get that running game going. This is going to be ugly. They didn't run the ball at all. Rest of the game, Tennessee dominates. Whole second half. Special teams touchdown. Two of them. Like, it's hard to project what's going to happen when these teams get together.
But you said it. Like, the team that has the most to play for, in this case, Tennessee. Teams that are getting much better as the season goes on, in this case, Tennessee.
So, can Missouri not go to a bowl, but they could have gone to Atlanta? I'm still confused.
I don't think so. I think they were out on all of it.
They talked about it the other day again, though. When Missouri was playing Florida, like, yeah, this team thought that with Kelly Bryant, you know, they had a chance to go to Atlanta and da 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 da.
Everything I read said postseason ban included a trip to Atlanta. Maybe they found out that they couldn't go to Atlanta, and that's when they started absolutely being junk.
Maybe.
I don't know. This is. We just have to watch the game and let it unfold. 7:30 or 7?
7:30.
7:30. Faroe Field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. So be it.
I mean, this past week, I mean, Kentucky with a lot more to play for on the road to Vandy, crushes them. Texas A&M, a lot more to play for than South Carolina, crushes them. Both games were about two touchdowns, or between, no, both games were around 10 points and in terms of the lines, and they weren't even close. Mississippi State's basically quit. They scored one touchdown in the first quarter. Didn't even score once Tua goes out of the football game.
What makes you most nervous about this game? Like, as far as things Missouri does well?
Them picking on our linebackers with the RPOs over the middle.
Okay.
Like, I feel like on the outside, it should be pretty even. I mean, even if Kelly Bryant plays well, I feel like our safeties and corners have been getting better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry about – well, I worry about our inside linebackers. Not so much that they'll be bad, just that, A, they'll get picked on in coverage, and then, B, that they'll be out there too long. Like, if Missouri is able to run the ball a little bit and then pick up first downs – they got some first downs on Florida, at least in the first half when I watched – and I'm worried that if they keep Tennessee's defense on the field, like, there's no depth at inside linebacker. We know Hank got dinged up a little bit at Kentucky, although we've had the bye week, so it shouldn't be that big a deal. But Thule's played a ton of snaps. So I just worry about those guys in coverage over the middle and Missouri being able to stay on schedule, and that's how they are able to score. And then Tennessee not being able to get in the end zone. Like, I think Tennessee moves the football pretty – you know, we'll be able to move it up and down the field some with the passing game, but if your big plays don't turn into touchdowns and you get in those first and goal from the nine type situations, can we score? Can we get, you know, because Garantano's, his biggest issue is he's not decisive enough. Doesn't pull the trigger early, and it's the red zone when the space gets tighter, like, you have to anticipate the guy coming open, put it in that window immediately and be there.
I don't know. It's a weird one. The line has me all messed up. It's 5 on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I would put money on Tennessee. Definitely to cover. I mean, I play it that way. I would take Tennessee to cover 5 or 6.5 or whatever. But I could also see this one being a weird game where Missouri kicks a field goal and you lose. But the money line bet probably be pretty tasty. Was it plus 170? Healthy Tennessee. Good.
I mean, Kelly Brown was dealing with a hamstring. He obviously played the whole Florida game, but he hasn't been the same quarterback since whatever that started messing with him.
And he's had a knee issue. He's had a knee and a hamstring. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been beat up. Did Florida sack him a lot? Did they pressure him much? Do you know? I didn't get to watch any of that game.
I just watched the first half. I had to go coach kids basketball. Kelly Bryant was 25 of 39 for 204, no touchdowns, one pick. He had 15 carries for 19 yards, including his sack yardage, I guess. And then Florida's defense, Grenard had 2 sacks. Slayton had 1 for a total of 3 for the team. So 3 sacks by Florida. We mentioned Missouri couldn't really run the football. They had 29 carries for 52 yards, 1.8 per carry. And Florida had 26 carries for 56 yards, 2.2 yards a carry. Like, no one ran the football in this game, and Florida won easily. And that gives me hope for Tennessee. I mean, Larry Roundtree's, like, I mean, he's pretty good, but I feel like Tennessee's run defense has just gotten better. That's the one thing that's been consistently better every single week, Tennessee's run defense. That's why Mississippi State couldn't do anything. That's why South Carolina couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and they don't seem like a very good running team anyway.
Hell, Kentucky.
Let alone when they. Yeah, it's true. Well, after the first drive and a half, if you will. Nah, Tennessee's fine.
Got it.
Yeah.
Gonna make it happen.
Yeah, they're gonna win.
I mean, it's such a small sample size with Pruitt in his first year and them kind of laying an egg. Like, at some point, they're just not gonna do that as much, right? Like, I'm hoping that when Tennessee plays the worst they're going to play on Saturday, for some stretch, it's a fairly even game. And then when they play top end like Kentucky, they, you know, are plus 10 and win the football game.
I just don't know how you get motivated right now if you're Missouri. Like, you can't go to Atlanta. You have no chance at a bowl. You got embarrassed by Florida at home. I don't know how Barry Odom, like, finds anything for his team to latch onto going into this one other than let's not get embarrassed at home again. Like, Davey mentioned it, like, the crowd's not going to be crazy. It's not like they're going to be amped up and ready to go. It's going to be a cold evening. They're going to have to wait around all day for it. Tennessee, again, coming in playing for something, trying to salvage a season that started off just in disastrous fashion. Feels like everything is leaning Tennessee except that betting line.
Here's something we have not discussed. This is senior night for Missouri.
Who are their seniors?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Missouri is it out there. Fighting to not be the in last place of the SEC East. They lose.
Is that like a real thing though? Like, well, is that a
Vandy,
real?
Vandy would have to beat Tennessee, but yeah, because.
But is that like a real, like, hey guys, let's go out there and get them so we're not the worst team in the East?
I don't find any motivation behind that. I mean, find motivation. This is the last game you're ever going to play at home for this team. You want to go out and
well, that's
make
what I'm saying.
Special
like, who are their? I mean, is Kelly? I guess Kelly Bryant's technically a senior.
He didn't count, though.
That's what I'm saying.
1 year. I don't know.
And I think Okwugbunam is a junior.
He's probably.
I mean, it's
going to
be
probably going pro.
Right, it's going to be his last game.
Yeah, he might get honored with the seniors.
No, well, maybe.
I mean, if they know they're going, they will. No, the only thing that worries me is Tennessee's 103rd in the country running the football. Like,
yeah,
they're
going
to have
JG.
They're going to have to throw it to win him.
DeMarcus Acy. Does that sound familiar? Defensive back?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one of their best players last season.
Yeah, he's a senior.
I mean, if we have to throw it, I mean, looking at what Trask did, 23 of 35, 282, two touchdowns. And they did sack him three times. I'm sorry. Four. They got him four times.
He wasn't very good in the first half. It was 6-3 at halftime. Florida was winning.
I mean, their best defensive player, Kobe Whiteside, junior.
Missouri's,
he had two sacks.
Missouri's sixth in the country, pass yards allowed.
And they gave up 282 to Trask after a bad first half?
That's the thing.
I'm telling you, man, I think they might have mailed
schedule.
It in. I think they might have. Exactly.
Early.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you look at Missouri's defensive numbers as they stack up against the conference, you're like, oh, man, it's a pretty good defense. They didn't play anybody for 6 weeks.
I mean,
one of those was a loss to Wyoming.
Their conference schedule's a joke. I mean, don't they have the easiest possible conference schedule? Am I crazy? I'm pulling it up right
no,
now.
No, I think you're right, because they got...
they got Ole Miss.
They got Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Yeah.
They did beat Ole Miss. Like, that's actually a pretty... I mean,
wasn't Wyoming their best out-of-conference game?
West Virginia.
Wyoming's probably better than West Virginia.
West Virginia is breaking in a new coach. They got South Carolina the week after Bentley went down, Troy, and then they beat Ole Miss. I don't know what happened in that game. They scored 38 points. We know Ole Miss does not have a defense.
I don't know if – was Reese Plumlee even playing then?
Mm.
I don't know. I mean,
No, it was the Matt Corral.
Yeah.
They don't have many seniors.
I take that back. Reese Plumlee had 23 carries, 143 yards, and two touchdowns. That might have been the game where Plumlee finally came in, probably late.
I mean, this is about as easy an SEC schedule as you can possibly put together. Because Ole Miss is their cross-division team. And they haven't even gotten to play the Arkansas game yet. And Wyoming and West Virginia, like, are you kidding me? These teams are not good. And they lost to Wyoming. Wyoming's 6-4. Wyoming's 3-3 in the Mountain West. They just lost to Boise State and Utah State in back-to-back weeks.
38-31.
They lost to San Diego State and Tulsa earlier in the season. They're not good.
Guess we'll find out.
I already got a little money on that.
You did? Did you already throw some on the vault, huh?
Yeah,
once you saw that line at 6, you're just like, yep.
It came out at 4 and I put money on Tennessee.
When is he doing his punishment draw, by the way? We can't forget that.
9:30.
Okay.
Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to forget it.
Good call by you.
I'll wear a suit the next 3 days.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. This segment brought to you by Konki Digital. Check them out online at konkidigital.com, K-O-N-K-I, digital.com for your website needs, marketing automation as well. It's Konki Digital, K-O-N-K-I, digital.com. usually on Tuesdays, we'll go through the Pro Football Focus data for Tennessee football, courtesy of Jesse Simonton at VolQuest. And I encourage you to check that out if you like that kind of thing. Because the bye weeks, though, this week he has put out his grades, or the Pro Football Focus grades, through 10 games for the whole team. So a combo, a look at where we are, where we stand right now. He also did that through four games, so kind of show the improvement between the first 4 weeks of the season and then where we are now that we're 10 weeks into the season.
Spill the beans.
Well, we were joking earlier about who the offensive and defensive MVPs and how we're going to argue about that. This will be some pretty good evidence for people that want to make a case.
Uh-oh.
You're going to like it.
Oh, good.
At least on offense.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Guesses? Who's been the best offensive player?
Jawan
Jennings. 84.4.
Yo.
That's plus 6.3 up from first 4 weeks. Number two.
So wait, what?
So he was like at a 78.
For the first four games.
One, yeah.
And the last six?
He's averaged even more, I guess. So he's been pushing like 90, I guess. Well, it's a weighted average, right? Because it's 4 and 6, so
okay.
40% on the first. You know how it works.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, thanks.
Could you say his number one more time, please?
Yeah, good math, teacher. What, 84.4?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say on Jennings yesterday, he got left off of the Blinkenoff Award finalist list, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he had just got added to the watch list the previous week, and he did surge to number one in the fan voting and then got left off the final ballot.
I don't know why they
even have the fan vote.
I know. Listen to the fans. Fan on radio.
I mean, statistically speaking, I looked up every single person that was made the cut. They all had better stats, and I just attribute probably that Tennessee not having a good quarterback play throughout the season.
Well, an 84.4 is right in the middle of the very good range of 80 to 89. Everyone else is in the 70s or below. 70s is above average starter. Trey Smith, a 76. Ty Chandler, your third best offensive player, never gets the football.
Interesting.
74.2.
Do you have Chandler?
I have Chandler.
Okay, couldn't remember.
Tim Jordan, fourth.
Really? Yeah. Team that can't run the football has two running backs in the top four. Interesting.
The offensive linemen are all at the bottom. Mm. Marquez Callaway is fifth.
Makes sense.
Then Ryan Johnson, a surprise second best offensive lineman.
I guess, is that?
But I mean, he's still in the 69.4. Yeah, that's average starter.
Nice. It's kind of like your running game theory. It's like we're like, oh, the offensive line's so much better. Still really not that good,
not
though.
Good. Yeah. Good. Jared Carantano is seventh, 66.2. So he's an average starting quarterback through 10 games. It's all just evened out.
We said if he could be average, we'd be all right.
Yeah.
But he's picked it up a little bit over these last six.
Eric Gray is eight.
All right.
He's actually gone down after the first 4 weeks. He's a 65.1 average. Jameer Johnson, 62.7. Josh Palmer, 61.4. Riley Locklear, 61. Austin Pope, 60.3. Dominic Wood Anderson, 60.4.
Pope is grading out higher than Dom?
Well, right together.
But higher.
I think it's a typo, actually. It says Pope 70.3, but he's listed below 61. So I think it's supposed to be a 60.3.
Okay.
And Dom's a 60.4, actually, so they're right together.
That's close.
Yeah. Brandon Kennedy, 60.0. Ramel Keaton,
feel like 56.2. He should be higher. Brandon Kennedy, I think he's had a pretty good year.
Marcus Tatum, 52.1. Brian Maurer, 51.7. I don't know what the deal is with Pope, because he has Pope listed again at 51.0.
That's more like it, probably.
So,
just a hunch.
I almost wonder is there a player we're missing it? So, anyway, it doesn't matter. Kayron Calvert, 41.5. And then Wanye Morris and Darnell Wright, both tied, 36.7.
Gaw. Okay. Room for improvement next year for those two. Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, that's why you don't start freshman tackles in the SEC.
That's amazing.
It's sad, is what it is. It's really,
yeah. Hate to see it. Somebody asked me the other day, like, where the coaching. You mentioned might be some coaching staff changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were more thinking maybe defensive line ish. Some, you know, that's where like people are recruiting out of position, kind of tea leaves and all that. I know Will Friend's best friends, but like, I still think this offensive line's kind of sucky. Like,
they, I mean, they are better, but not much. Good. They were so bad last year. I mean, we talked about this for every coach, it seems like. Set the bar super low so that when they improve just a little bit, everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
But they have played better as a group when they're healthy. And hopefully this week they're healthy.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty good defense they're going up against in Missouri. At least decent.
On to the defensive side. Gonna have to give him the damn trophy right now.
Boom. Go on.
Nigel Warrior, number one.
Whoa, really? Number one?
He's jumped 20 points since the first
He
four
has
games.
Played lights out the last 6 games or so.
89.2.
He's been,
he's been very, 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 very good. Not elite, but very, 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 very good.
Think Did you know that he was the son of Del Carter?
Yes, Del Carter's son.
I think this is only a portion of our argument because you have to go game by game and see how each player impacted those games.
That's what this is doing, game by game, every play. Okay.
I think you have to look at the game,
turn your
situation mic off. That they were in.
He's playing the best. He's okay, who's two?
Daryl Taylor.
Yep, shut up. Yeah. Well, I'm 1-2 on defense.
See,
number
totally
one
wrong.
On offense.
Daniel Batuli's impacted the game way more than those two.
Apparently not.
He's 18th.
Yeah. Batuli's 18th?
See? No.
I'm sorry, your guy's no good. What do you want from me?
He's the best defender we have.
These numbers do like crush linebackers for coverage blunders.
Where's Henry at?
He's 21st season worse.
Yeah, see.
Where?
Who's three? Okay, go 3, 4, and 5.
Aubrey Solomon, Theo
Did
Jackson.
Did someone have Solomon?
Sean Schamberger? No.
No one had any.
Darrell Middleton?
You guys don't even have it. Do you got anyone
was
in the
was
top
Was Solomon
10?
Eligible when he played the game? I think that was the problem.
No.
Yeah. Trayvon Flowers, Kevon Bennett, Kenneth George, Jalen McCullough, DeAndre
Flowers.
Johnson, Latrell Bumpus, Bryce Thompson, 13th.
There you go. There's your first one.
Well, he didn't get to play.
You should have drafted a guy who was going to be on the field.
You still haven't said a linebacker.
John Mincy, Greg Emerson, Matthew Butler, Karat Garland, Daniel Batuli. Yeah, we don't have a linebacker. I mean, except
that's really
for
weird
Darryl
because
Taylor.
Batuli has two games where he's been absolute Superman.
Corvarius Crouch, Alante Taylor, Henry Toto, and Warren Burrell, 22nd.
I've got both number ones and the number two on defense, and the last pick of the draft was Josh Palmer. On offense, who, by the way, might have won you the Kentucky game with that toe tapper. He's what?
He's 10th.
I'm killing you guys.
Oh, I had 3 and 5 on offense.
Yeah, but you didn't have 1 and 10.
That's fine. Well, wait, 1 and 10, 3 and 5.
I had the last
one. It's a weighted average.
I get to sit this one out.
Do what?
I said I get to sit this one out.
Yeah, you're backup quarterbacks. You had a chance there when Maurer.
Yeah, you. There was a stretch where you were in it.
Feels good to be me. And people
play well on Saturday.
People poo-pooed my draft when we compared.
They did.
They said they really liked Billy's.
Billy's been the worst.
I mean, if you're going off Pro Football Focus numbers, that is just discrediting everything Daniel Batuli's done this season.
Stats don't lie.
Yeah, it's like, why should we even consider the Electoral College?
If you look at the games individually like I want to do without Daniel Batuli against South Carolina –
You can't just look at big plays and say MVP. You got to look at the body of work.
Until he didn't play when he lost to Georgia State.
Yeah. Or BYU.
Yeah, he should have played. Shouldn't have got hurt.
It's pretty valuable.
If you lose two games and your guy doesn't even play.
But that means he's not getting counted poorly for grading out in those games.
Could have helped him.
It's hard to rack up good plays, though, to get positive.
But he's not racking up good plays when he's out there. I'm the champ. Two games to go. So far, I'm the champ.
We're not going – this is not the criteria we're going off of.
I mean, it's up there.
I mean, the quarterback's so important. I feel like if Garantano gets to start this weekend and just rolls up 50 on Missouri.
One game does not win you MVP.
I mean, makes you bowl eligible.
He came in Mississippi State, won the game. Came in Kentucky, won the game. Came in South Carolina, won the game. I mean, I could keep
going. Yeah, because he started throwing to Juwan Jennings, my guy, the number one rated player on offense. You're lucky that my guy was there to bail JG out in these situations.
Bail him out?
Yeah. Bail him out.
Please.
Juwan Jennings kind of caught you the Florida game. I think he scored a touchdown there. I don't know. Well, the whole thing could have gone differently.
Yeah, Jarrett kind of cost you like three or four. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Momentum, if Jennings would have caught it.
Yeah.
To start
play
the game,
You play the ball as it lies.
Would have helped JG mentally throughout
the game. You're not backtracking out of this. I'm the champ. It feels good.
Billy's got to draw a helmet.
You got two more weeks, Billy.
You got 2 weeks.
See how it goes.
You better hope he doesn't throw to Jennings or Palmer, or you are toast. Toast.
Better hope. Well, never mind.
What? Oh, sorry. My defensive guys are 1-2. They can't really mess anything up.
We'll see. Missouri kind of torched us last year.
I was going to say, Nigel's not done well against Missouri.
Yeah, he had a pick six.
He had that pick six 2 years ago. That was.
He's going to get another one. He almost had one against Kentucky.
If he knew how to run.
So for every
he's sniffing the end zone.
I think for every touchdown he's had, he's given up three or four.
Okay, you're just making up stuff now. This is ridiculous. Let's get to the other side so we can draw Billy's punishment.
Optimism Tuesday.
Punks.
Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. As we've got a special edition Optimism Tuesday punishment draw by basketball Billy Williford. He's out yesterday as Davey drew Edward football hands and will have to do his job tomorrow with footballs taped to his hands. Houston has to wear a suit for a week. Which will start tomorrow.
Thank you, Nate.
It's going to look so good, smart, professional.
Always.
Like SportsCenter in here.
Can you wear like a fedora instead of your usual cap?
You mean to find a different hat? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what I can dig up.
Hell, go cowboy hat. That seems to be embraced around here recently.
That's a good point.
Do you get to wear a hat with a suit?
Well, he just always wears a hat.
Well, I know, but
your name is Houston. I think the cowboy hat's the way to go.
It's not proper attire with a suit.
Where do I find a cowboy hat?
I don't know. Where'd the team find one?
Rural King? Tractor Supply? They'd have hats.
Yeah.
Sure. Can I business expense that to you?
Sure.
I'm getting a nice hat. Ooh. I'm getting a real nice hat. You're in trouble now?
You said Tractor Supply, right?
They got nice hats there.
I don't know.
Well, you think farmers don't like nice hats? You know, they can't have expensive hats at a Tractor Supply?
I have no idea. Just asking the question.
It's a little bit racist against farmers.
Caught my knee on a nail.
I don't think that.
There's an exposed nail back
it's
there?
It's actually a screw, but.
I think farmers can be of any race, Houston.
I think we need to sue Hodges for your injury. Lunch for everybody today.
Mm. Oh, I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Congrats. Yeah, hit the music. We got to get Billy on the on the draw here. So you are going to trade with Davey if you get the gluttony punishment?
Sure. He's been asking every week all year long.
You sure you want to do Little Tokyo for lunch and then possibly have to eat as many wings as you can fit in your stomach tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'll just stop eating after we go to Little Tokyo, and then tomorrow I'll only have one meal.
All right. Rules are rules. What's wrong over there? What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was thinking about him.
He's
so. Stuff.
Do you listen to the show?
Yeah.
He's not focused.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You checked out at 9.
You got the list, Davey?
No, but I can get it.
We can't trust Billy to read his own. Yeah. Punishment.
The punishment is you all give me $100.
He doesn't have it memorized like you do, probably.
No, I don't have it memorized. Not these. These are difficult. I randomized them intentionally.
Find it. Okay. Go ahead.
All right. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good?
For some odd reason, no, I'm not feeling good at all.
Yeah, because there aren't many good ones left.
Yeah. There's a couple that I'll be gladly, I'll be very happy to have.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a couple, there might be a veto. I might have to use a veto. So we'll see.
Quit stalling.
You asked him.
Williford reaches in the box, pulls out his helmet.
I love how you're
Billy, who you got?
Covering it up like it.
Chicago.
The Bears.
Chicago Bears, eat a jar of dill pickles during the show.
Hey, Dave, you want to switch them for that?
I think I'm good.
I'm not upset with that.
No?
Could have been worse. Man, no, there really are no good ones left.
I don't like dill pickles.
Did I get to pick the pickles?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
You never get to pick your own food. You don't get to pick your own baby food.
But it's just pickles.
Should I get him like a big jar of the jumbo?
No,
like
I wouldn't be able to eat as many, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah, how does the shape of the pickle...
Because they're bigger.
But it's the same space in your stomach. What are you talking about?
Okay. Just
Can you just inform me on what math you're using
here? It
would
just look better if I ate an entire jar of pickles.
You would. A jumbo jar of jumbo pickles.
I won't be able to...
And you have to eat all of them. Yeah, like you go to the fair, and they've got the huge tub with all the pickles in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it up.
I'm not upset.
I'm going to get him like the habanero pickles.
No, it says just.
Says dill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Habanero dill pickles. Yeah. Just like I said.
So what kind of. So.
What?
I'm trying to.
I'm going to go to the store.
I always pictured them as whole pickles.
Yeah. They're going to be whole pickles. Yeah, they're not going to be spears. They're not going to be chips. They're going to be pickles.
Whole pickles.
I thought spears would be.
Sorry.
Spears might be more food, though. I don't know.
That's what I was.
There might be more liquid in the jar.
I will determine the most difficult jar of pickles to eat.
That's what I was saying. He's like, can I get my own pickles? Like, no.
I just kind of wanted him to have to eat one of those ginormous, huge... Are they cucumbers?
The assumption I had for this was like the whole dill pickles. Like, not spears... Whole pickle.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying. Well, Billy's trying to debate that too.
Right. So they'll be in a bigger jar.
You thought spears.
Right. That's just what I had in my head. Because that's the pickles that I normally
eat.
Well,
you better get that out of there.
I'll take a big, juicy dill pickle.
Okay. Good. Because you're going to. You're going to take a lot of them, actually. Is it a cucumber? Right? Aren't pickles cucumbers?
Yeah. Okay. I always get cucumbers and zucchini mixed
or pickles up. Or cucumbers pickles.
They have to pickle it.
It's the whole chicken or the egg conversation.
No, the pickle. It's a process. You pickle a cucumber, it becomes a pickle, which is kind of weird, really, because I don't pickle a pig's feet and it's a pickle.
It's a pickled
pig's feet. So this is a pickled cucumber.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing that we don't know what a pickle is.
No, you're right. It's a cucumber.
Yeah. No, I know I'm right.
Okay.
Pickles.
Do you like
football
cucumbers?
Hands? No.
No?
I like pickles.
I'm the opposite.
Cucumbers are boring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't eat it. It's like plain.
You just said you like them. Sounds like maybe you do. Oh, no. No.
No?
It's a waste of salad space.
Dice them up. No, if you dice them up.
JT says you should have to drink the juice.
Right. Oh, he does. He has to finish the entire jar.
Punishment.
You have everything in the jar goes
into... You think
into...
I'm going to be able to eat 15 pickles?
You got
to
try.
I can try, but...
Yeah, I do think you can. It's vegetables. They're like zero calorie. It's a negative food.
You're gonna be so like hydrated with the
You're not gonna
salt
cramp.
Potassium.
Think about the zero cramps you're gonna have for the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, you should go to like run a marathon after this or something.
I mean, they have that on the sideline at some football stadiums. Mm-hmm. Just pickle juice, cramping up.
Well, there's
slurp
a product called pickle juice. It's not even pickle juice, I think, but it's for that.
That seems like false advertising.
It might have some pickle juice in it, but. Bunch of other stuff that helps you not cramp.
George Ball says, I would veto.
What? No.
The pickle challenge.
Yeah, I don't like pickles. I'm glad that was.
Would you have vetoed that?
Not with what?
Is that number one?
No. I might have to veto the nacho cheese just because I can't do it again. But I mean, I did it once.
That one's bad.
What else is on the list?
Condiment suicide water. That just seems terrible.
You have no idea. When these bleep clowns go out and find. Cuttlefish ink and mix it with like what?
We didn't
that
find
wasn't
it.
A condiment.
It found us.
Was that a condiment? I thought that was the other challenge.
That no. wasn't a condiment.
That was a condiment.
That was
a
condiment.
I don't think it was a condiment, but you guys sure made me drink it. Mm. Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
Gallon challenge.
Oh, God, that was
that would be really funny. I wish Davey had gotten that one.
Gluttony challenge.
Milk.
Obviously,
chocolate lots milk. Of milk. Ooh.
Drink a cup and a half of warm nacho cheese.
Nate had to do that last year.
Chest wax. Eat Vita. 2 packets of wasabi paste every hour.
That'd be fun.
Helium hot take.
Yeah, that's easy.
I thought we removed that one.
I did too. But I guess
wear a pantyhose mask the entire show.
Yeah, like the burglars.
6 saltine crackers in 60 seconds at the top and bottom of every hour.
That one would be interesting.
No drink.
Oh, that one, that makes it tough. Yeah,
it's very difficult.
Can you
drink at the 15s?
Yeah.
No water for the entire show.
Ever again, actually. Water ever again.
And then there's one more. In character, you gotta
dress like
a.
That's the Bucks.
Crocodile Dundee. That would be fun. No one's gotten that one yet.
I was going to come in, though, instead of as a pirate, like just as Mike Leach, talk like a pirate. I don't know. Brian sent you a picture.
Yeah, that's the jar I was thinking of. 5-gallon bucket full of pickles. 60 to 80 in there, apparently, depending on size. Could you eat 80 pickles in a week? If I gave you a week, could you eat 80 pickles?
In a week? Sure.
It's a lot of pickles.
It's a little over 11 a day.
Yeah, I think with the other picture, cinch is the way to go. That's the big jar of pickles. Whole pickles.
You eat a pickle every hour on the hour?
If it was for enough money, I would definitely take
off. Yeah,
you're
not getting paid for this. Sorry.
Well, in your scenario, you asked if I could do 80 in a week.
See, like there you go.
Yeah, I like those.
Let me see.
The Mount Olive, it's in your
mentions. Do you like bread and butter pickles?
That's not part of the punishment.
He just asked a question. Calm down. Don't be so defensive. He just asked if you like them.
Oh, prickly over here.
He just, prickly about the picklies. He just asked if you like bread and butter pickles.
No.
You don't. But you like regular pickles?
Yeah.
Okay.
My son's favorite thing to eat is a dill pickle, and he doesn't like bread and butter. Like, we'll spit them out. But his favorite food. I mean, offer him, like, you get 3 bites of anything.
We'll probably have some leftovers to send home.
Dill pickle.
Popeye's biscuit challenge, no water allowed. What's that one? I love those things.
Popeye's biscuit?
Yeah. Are they really dry?
I guess we have to eat it fast. It's just so fluffy, dense.
Bojangles. They got some good biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biscuit challenge? Is that even a thing? I would just enjoy eating biscuits. Like, that's just great.
There's a device in front of you that can give you the answer to that.
You have to eat them, like, I don't know, without any, is it?
Just says no drink.
Like, not buttered or something? I don't know.
Like, let's reset.
All right. Final segment. Right back at you next. Final segment's brought to you by Alumni Hall and AlumniHall.com. Pick up all your new basketball gear from Alumni Hall and 24/7 AlumniHall.com. So we head towards... basketball tomorrow night for Tennessee, and then football, of course, on Saturday, 7:30 kickoff. Did you guys see the NFL game last night?
Some. It went exactly as I expected it to.
Have you ever seen the formerly San Diego Superchargers, now Los Angeles Chargers, play a game in which Phillip Rivers is the quarterback?
Yeah.
Then you saw last night's game.
Stretches of greatness. Dotted with interceptions.
I mean, dude, they moved the ball up the field, up and down the field early in the game. Settled for field goals, made some, missed some, couldn't score touchdowns. The Chiefs' offense was a little sputtered some. Finally got it going. Of course, got up by 2 scores, as any team does when they play the Chargers. And then the Chargers come roaring back. Cut it within 1 score, get the ball back late, chance to go down and tie. Phillip Rivers throws an interception.
The game was in Mexico City.
It was. The Azteca.
Altitude there. Colossus. Big issue.
Yeah. You know, it's 2,000 feet higher than Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's way up there.
Way up there.
It's like playing a game up higher than Mount Leconte. For, you know, local reference.
Thank you for the altitude.
Yeah.
Talk.
You'd think that underthrown ball Rivers threw at the end there would be...
would soar a little bit?
Right, yeah.
Hmm.
He threw a wheel route, like, right to the defender. I mean, dude was in perfect coverage. I mean, like, zone, like, watching the wheel route come right at him. It's just...
The Chargers are now 2-7 this season in 1-score games.
That's because they have Phillip Rivers, who in a 1-score game is going to drive the field and then throw a pick.
Are they 4-7 overall?
I don't know.
Do you think you play for Sandy? Well, excuse me. Do you think he'll play for Los Angeles next year? Because his contract is up at the end of this year.
And I believe his contract is up, and I don't think he'll play for San Diego again. Mm. I mean, I don't know why.
Is it just time for him, you think? Just
yeah.
Hang it up.
At least there. I mean,
maybe Chicago.
He could go be some type of like veteran bridge quarterback for some rookie, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of teams that you kind of view are just maybe a quarterback away from being able to make a good playoff run. I would put, as far as questions concerning quarterback, Chicago's up there. The Titans are up there. There's been links of Rivers to Tennessee for ever now, it seems like. I'm trying to think of some other teams.
Do you even want him now, though? I wouldn't even want him.
I mean, if you're not going to re-sign Tannehill and you don't feel good about a quarterback, I was looking at a couple of mock drafts yesterday. One, I don't see Joe Burrow falling to the Titans at this point. I saw one that
probably
was
going number one.
Jalen Hurts,
to the Titans
middle of the first round.
Yeah, take another guy that needs to run. I don't know.
I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, here is the NFL playoffs as they stand right now. Division leaders: Patriots, Ravens, Chiefs, and Colts. Wild cards: Bills and Texans. So you got two AFC South teams in the hunt.
Both 6-4.
Yeah, both 6-4 in the hunt. You've got the Raiders at 6-4, and then Steelers, Titans, both at 5-5. Browns and Jags, 4-6. Over in the NFC, you've got the Billies, 49ers, Packers, Saints, and Cowboys leading their divisions. Seahawks and Vikings as the wild card. It's funny, the wild card teams are 8-2 and 8-3 respectively, but of course, you got the Cowboys at 6-4 leading their division. Then you got the Rams at 6-4, Eagles and Panthers at 5-5, Bears at 4-6.
The NFC, I mean, the disparity between the top and the bottom is pretty grave when you're looking at it. I mean, you got a lot of teams that are 3 wins or less, and you got a lot of teams that are like 6 wins or more. There's not really a whole lot of in between for the NFC right now.
Who's the best team in the NFL right now?
49ers.
I'd take the Patriots over the 49ers. That's the problem. If the Patriots don't have to play at home.
No. Get out of here with that. It's the Baltimore Ravens.
I was going to say the Ravens are really
good. The Baltimore Ravens. No doubt about it.
I like what Lamar's doing. I think they're playing well.
They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Patriots.
I'm not saying he can do it for his whole career, but right now I think I'm looking at the Ravens.
I'm just saying, if it has to go through Foxborough, the Patriots will be back in the Super Bowl.
It's going to go through Foxborough.
Well, they're 9-1. The Ravens are 8-2. So if the Patriots lose any game, they're, you know, could change that. We'll see. We'll be back tomorrow, Punishment Wednesday edition of the program. You don't want to miss that. The Blitz is next right here.
I'm going to be looking good.
On Fan and Radio.